All right, so today we promised to start a new sigya, and we'll relate it a little bit to Pesach, since we're around the corner from Pesach. So we're going to talk about Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kriyat Shema. And then from there, we're going to talk about Smichas Gula Tefillah. And then from there, we'll talk a little bit about Birchas Kriyat Shema. So the next three sigyas that we're going to hit in our limud. And then, what did we say we're going to do after those three? Tefillah B'Tzibur. Tefillah B'Tzibur, then Kriyas HaTorah. And then if there's time, we'll take Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah. Okay? So let's start with the Mishnah on Yud Beis, Amud Beis, Mazkir Netzias Mitzrayim Balelos. Who would like to get us started in our new sigya? All right, so Jeremy, you want to get us started?
Sure.
What does that mean, Mazkir Netzias Mitzrayim Balelos?
You should mention
Yetzias Mitzrayim
at night.
Okay. I'm Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Okay, so what do we get from this drasha of the Mishnah in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? What does that teach us? You should also mention at night, but more basically. What mitzvah do you have every day? To mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, Maskir and Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we get from this Mishnah that there is a duty, there's an obligation, there's the chiyuv, there's a mitzvah to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha, every day of your life. At a minimum, that means once. But the Gemara darshins that it means both during the day and night. That's why it's kol yimei chayecha, to include the leilos. Good? What is the Mishnah referring to? Where do we fulfill this obligation? So you just see the Rambam here commenting on the Mishnah in Perusha Mishnayis says, Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos. The Mishnah is teaching us, why is it in Brachos? Mikey, why is it in Brachos?
I guess because it would be relevant to Kriyat Shema.
How is it relevant to Kriyat Shema?
If you would say the Chiyuv to Mazkir
So what does it mean, Mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos? Translate that into halachic norms, halachic prescriptions. Ezra?
Obligation for the sake of Kriyat Shema.
Which part of Kriyat Shema?
The third parsha.
What's the third parsha? Parsha Tzitzis, which is Vayomer. Meaning, the Mishnah is teaching us, Mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos, that you should say the parsha of Vayomer at night in addition to the day. Meaning it seems that at one point in time it was controversial whether Shema would include Vayomer in the evening or just in the day. This Mishnah seems to be saying, according to Rambam, Mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos, Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos, Parshas Tzitzis, Sheba Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asher Hotzeis Yetzchem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Parshas Vayomer at the end has the Mishnah teaching us you should say that parsha at night in addition to reciting it during the day. Okay? I think we actually saw in our analysis of the Yushalmi about Sheva Bayom Hilal Ticha Mishpatei Tzidkecha that there's some debate about whether you would say Vayomer in the evening, right? And that's why you need an extra bracha at the end of Kriyat Shema to supplement for the missing parsha of Kriyat Shema. Does that sound familiar, going back to the beginning of the year? Okay. So that's what the Mishnah is teaching us. The Mishnah is teaching us that part of Kriyat Shema, of Vayomer, the last piece, is to fulfill this idea of Mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim. But Leila, Mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rav Elazar ben Azariah said you have to do that at night as well, so you should say the parsha of Vayomer at night. Okay? One second. Vahaya Adin Nosein. So go ahead, Jeremy. Vahaya Adin Nosein in the Rambam. Shalol Likros Parshizu Balayla Lefishe Mitzah Tzitzis Noheges Balayla. Why are you saying Vayomer at night if you don't have a Chiyuv Tzitzis Balayla? Moshe Rav Kabbalah. Lulei. So why do we end up saying Vayomer at night? Because it has this Yitzias Mitzrayim, and there's a duty to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim Balayla. Okay? Good? So we can infer from here two things. Number one, a general principle, there's a Chiyuv of Man Tisker, Siyam Tisker, Meir Sometime, Koy Mechayecha. And number two, that the Parsha of Vayomer in Kriyashma is the way we satisfy that obligation. Okay. Now we turn to the Gemara in Brachos, Daf, Yud Beis, Amud Beis, Gemara that we already encountered. Rabbi Avo asks why he says that Chazal at one time wanted to incorporate Parshas Balak into the mitzvah of Kriyashma, but they didn't because it was too long. I think Gemara says, why would they have wanted to include it in Kriyashma? So what was one of the suggestions? Because it has El Motziyam Mimitzrayim. So you see that incorporating Yitzias Mitzrayim into Kriyashma was some idea that Chazal had. And at one point they thought they put Parshas Balak in there to capture this. And the Gemara ends up saying they did Parshas Tzitzis instead. Parshas Tzitzis Mipnei Ma'akav Uha. Why is Parshas Vayomer in Kriyashma? And what does he say? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Bar Chaviva Bnei Sheyesh B'Chamisha Dvarim Mitzvas Tzitzis. And what's the second one? Yitzias Mitzrayim. So you see that this theme of Yitzias Mitzrayim seems to be important and at the center, or at least towards the center, of the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Okay? Take a look here at the Rambam in Hilchos Kriyashma, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis and Halacha Gimel. The Rambam's not so explicit, but we could derive this from what he says. The Rambam says, what is Kriyashma? You have these three parshios, Shema, Vayim, Shema, and Vayomer. Why do we start with Shema, Benji?
Because...
No.
Because it's the first thing everything else depends on.
Okay, what? Meaning?
Meaning
that Yisrael Hashem and Tom Dato is like
the basis in which the
Hayah
flows from.
I mean,
that statement of Shema, everything else comes from it.
Okay, this is fancy drush. It's because of the Trinity, right? Because of the Yichud Hashem, Avasa, V'Talmudo, right? Because of the big three are all embedded in Parshas Shema, right? Shema Yisrael Hashem Akin Hashem Echad is what we spent the beginning of the year focusing on. It's got Avas Hashem, Talmudo, and Yichud Hashem. Which is right? Ikra Gadol. Yeah. Why does that's why Shema comes first. Then Vayim Shema, because it has either the language of the Gemara's Kabbalah so Mitzvos, Ram's language is that has Tzivui al Shar Kala Mitzvos. And then you have Parshas Tzitzis. Ram says in Halacha Beis that it has Zechiras Kala Mitzvos. But then Halacha Gimel, he says, Afal Pi She'ein Mitzvas Tzitzis Noheges Balayla. Korin Osa Balayla. Why do we read by Yomer at night, Jeremy? Mipnei She'yeshba. Oh. Because it has Zichron Nitzias Mitzrayim. That's why we read by Yomer at night. U'mitzvah, the Ram goes on.
Mitzvah,
the Yisgir, Yitzias Mitzrayim, but Yom V'Layla. Ah! Mitzvah, the Haskir, Yitzias Mitzrayim, but Yom V'Layla. Ram says it's a mitzvah to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, both at day and at night. Right? Shenemar, L'man Tzizkir, Shem Tzizkir, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Koy Mechayecha. He's citing the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And he says, "V'kriyash shalosh parshios elu al seder zuya nikras kriyashma." Kriyashma is reciting all three of these parshios. So, what is strange about the Rambam's formulation in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel? Gabi, what's strange about it? Or what seems inconsistent or problematic? Richard, is that a hand?
Yeah,
when
he changes, he says the
Ekron of Ayomer
is.
Okay, true. In a lot of ways, he talks about Tzitzis, and Halacha Gimli ships to his Kesh Mitzrayim.
It seems to say that the mitzvah of Kesh are at least three parshios.
Okay.
And at least Ayomer is Kavua from coming. Why should it be part of the mitzvah of Kesh
Mitzrayim? What are you saying?
Then he says Kriyashma should like shalosh parshios edu aser tzehinti and nikreis Kriyashma.
Okay.
So that seems to, I mean, at least I've seen people who think that that implies that even by Yomer is Daraisa.
One might say it doesn't even imply that. One might say it says that.
Right. Whereas in Yisrael Gemara that said that it's apparently not. It's,
I don't like that question. I don't like that question because it assumes that if there's some tension between it being Daraisa and Chazal being Kovea, it as the Daraisa template.
Well, if you think that the Torah commands you to recite certain
right.
And if you say Chazal,
so why should you assume that? I mean, the Torah says you have to do this Kriya every day, and then. Its content is like Lo Masar Kasa Vela Chacham. I'm just like...
You can take that road, but that's... a lot of people don't. Because the Torah seems to say...
The road less taken?
Seems to be the Torah saying, say this, and then discuss it with the Hayas. Say this, and then Chazal, Arkobea, Nayona, separately from the list of imperatives that we saw.
Okay, but I'm saying it could be that the Rambam here does seem to imply that's part of Kriyat Shema, which is fine, because that would, even if Chazal put it in, so I'm just saying that you could have a Din Kriyat Shema Midaraisa that includes a parakat Chazal put in, that's fine. There's some openness about the border of Kriyat Shema, that's fine. No? It's not terrible, is it?
Yeah,
obviously. Yeah. Maybe the road less trodden, but it's not terrible.
It seems weird that if there's an explicit commandment for Zekar Yitzhak Mitzrayim, right? But for Bayomer, that seems to the Ikar of Bayomer seems to be, according to the Rambam, seems to be Tzitzit and not Yitzhak Mitzrayim.
Yeah.
So why?
It's a little strange.
Yeah. Why do we have like?
This is what Richard was pointing out in the beginning of his comment. The Halacha Beis seems to emphasize Bayomer's. By Yomer as Zechiras Kol Mitzvos, by the Tzitzis piece, and then Halacha Gimel shifts back to Zechiras Tzitzis Mitzrayim. So, which is it? Is it there because Zechiras Tzitzis Mitzrayim is there because it's Tzitzis?
And also, like, why are we dedicating like this seemingly important mitzvah of Tzitzis Mitzrayim to a passage that has Tzitzis Mitzrayim only as an ancillary thing?
At the end, thrown in there.
Yeah. Should we dedicate something that's like explicit to the mitzvah instead of having it be just like...
You want something a little more central.
Yeah.
Right. Look, it could be that the end of just by Yomer is there because it has both. It has Tzitzis and Zechiras Tzitzis Mitzrayim, and both are reasons for why it's incorporated in Shema. I think that's okay. Right? That's a great point. But to me, what stands out here in the Rambam is this passage. Umitzvah lahazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim by Yom V'Alayla. Shenemar L'man Tizkaras Yom Tzeis Kamar Yetzias Mitzrayim Kalim Mechayecha. Here the Rambam unabashedly and unequivocally tells us that there's a mitzvah. What? What? That there's a mitzvah to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim by Yom V'Alayla. Yet he doesn't codify it in many mitzvahs.
Yeah, that wasn't it. You're just looking at the halacha of that.
Right.
What?
I mean, that's an obvious question, but
you asked what's inconsistent.
Yeah.
We hadn't even gotten to the Minyan of Mitzvahs.
Yeah.
I mean, you hadn't gone to. You didn't go to Seder today.
Well, you know that Ezra and I were talking about it at Seder.
What?
You know that Ezra and I were talking about it at Seder, but you didn't bring it up. You asked what's inconsistent there.
Your religious life begins at Shir. No.
Oh, shoot.
No. There, believe it or not, there's life outside of Shir. Right. I hope that you had this is the first time you're hearing about the issue in the Rambam about whether he counts Sechira Sotiyah as Mitzvah as a mitzvah. No, isn't this fodder for every Seder?
No, it's a classic question.
What?
It's a classic question.
Classic question. This is Kol Barbei Rabbanan Afilu Chad Yoma. You don't need Shir to raise it for you, do you? Richard?
Well, Ezra was saying, and then what I count on.
But the Mishnah Torah, he counts 613 mitzvahs, no? One of which is not Mamantes goes to
Mosheim.
Within this
line of Rambam, within this three lines of
the
Rambam.
It's whatever. The point's been overplayed.
All right. But we could all agree, regardless of how I prepped the question, that it's strange, right? Here he says explicitly, mitzvah lahaskir, siyas mitzvah biyom balayla, yet it doesn't make its way into his minyan mitzvahs. That's strange. Okay. But, at least for now, the Rambam seems to say it is a mitzvah, and that's consistent with the language of the Mishnah, it's consistent with the language of the Psukim. And the Rambam is also clear that that's built into the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Okay? Let's look at one other major source about this. The Gemara in Brachos on Chaf Aleph from Aleph, who prepared this sugya? Ned? So what does that mean? If you're uncertain, yeah, you should repeat Kriyat Shema if you're uncertain, right? Sorry, you don't repeat it. You don't repeat Kriyat Shema. The pashtus, it's because this day holds that Kriyat Shema is midrabanan, and a safek drabanan would be lekula. That's the implication you get from Rashi.
Okay.
What? Is the implication you have from the whole Gemara?
I mean, yeah, it says my time of Kriyat Shema.
But we didn't read that line in the Gemara yet. How could you reference it if we didn't read that line yet? It's over here. Right?
What?
Okay, Ned asked a good question.
I don't know if you have the Rashi in front of me, because it could be at a different... which Rashi are you referring to, actually?
Hmm?
I mean, what Rashi are you referring to? The one you have on the sheet is later, it goes on later.
Right, it's true. Okay, so Gustafik Amar Emes Yatziv, Gustafik Lo Amar Chozer V'yom Emes Yatziv. So Gustafik Amar Emes Yatziv, you're Chozer. Why? Says the Gemara itself, my time
off. Yeah.
Kriya Shema is midrabanan, and Misviyatzik is midaraisa. Okay? What is midaraisa about Yitzias Mitzrayim? So Rashi says, no, actually the Gemara itself says later on. The Gemara itself actually implies this, but Rashi just says it over here, but the Gemara itself says, my time of Yimishim Mitzias Mitzrayim, right? So as Rashi explicate for us, Emes V'yatziv D'oraisa, why is it biblical? So Rashi says, Man Tizkos Yom Tizcha Meres Mitzrayim Koy Mechayecha. That shows you that Zechiyot Mitzias Mitzrayim is a Chiyuv D'oraisa, like the Rambam said in the first chapter of Hilchos Kriyat Shema. And that is why a Safek Kara Emes V'yatziv is Chozer, because Safek D'oraisa L'chumra, but Safek Kara Kriyat Shema, you're not close there. Okay? Pretty extraordinary. This would mean that there's a Din D'oraisa of Emes V'yatziv based on it containing Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, but Kriyat Shema itself would be midrabanan on this view. But what we could take away from the Rashi again is two things. Number one, the Chiyuv D'oraisa of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, and number two, the fact that it is satisfied through, it's discharged, it's accomplished through the bracha of Emes V'yatziv, which is the bracha after, the bracha following Kriyat Shema, or the bracha after Kriyat Shema.
Yeah, it's great to hear Masrav comment, because no one can write my message that Emes V'yatziv is composed and write them. It's a text that Chazal select.
Well, that's right. Different because there the field is external times the yatsa. There just is a mitzvah to be masmitz at the time, and times the yatsa is a way to accomplish that, as opposed to saying that Vayomer is part of Kriya Shema.
I don't know if that's the wrong way to do
it. That's the wrong way to the first semester.
Well, this Gemara.
This
Gemara, well, this is the Gemara that's, you know, distinguishing Daraisa Javana versus Safik Daraisa Lachumra Safik Javana Kula. So here it matters. Okay. Is that clear to everybody? This Gemara in Chaf Aleph about Zechiras Tehillas Mitzrayim being built into the Birchas Kriyas Shema? Okay. Let me draw your attention for a moment to this Tosfos on Chaf Aleph. It's interesting. I'm going to ignore this Tosfos for a second. Take a look at this wonderful Meiri on Yibez and the Bez. $1 million Meiri over here. What does the Meiri say? Anybody know what the Meiri says? Gavi?
It's like a bracha on Ben Scott.
MS Ve'emuna is a bracha on the mitzvah. Which mitzvah? What are you talking about? What? What issue is Miri struggling with?
He's dealing with the connection between Sibor Yitzhak and Emuna.
Okay, we don't know anything about that yet. We haven't mentioned it in Shir, it's inadmissible. We don't know anything about Sibor.
Probably heard
it
in Rosh Shir, so it is admissible.
That's right. And the Rishimus. The Rishimus tells you there's a mitzvah of Sibor Yitzhak Mitzrayim. There you go. What's the Miri trying to figure out here? Why is there no bracha on the Sibor Yitzhak Mitzrayim of the Haggadah?
Well, don't we say that Asher Galanu is like.
And when do you make Asher Galanu?
During the Seder.
During the Seder. After which part of the Seder? After Magid. So when you make brachos, do you usually make your bracha after the mitzvah or before the mitzvah?
Well, usually when you eat, you make it after.
Well, that's a brachas hanenin. What about for shaking lulav, when do you make your bracha? What about for sitting in the sukkah, when do you make your bracha? What about for blowing shofar, when do you make your bracha? And for tefillin, you see the point.
See
good. So usually we say that you embark over, Kalman is embark over last yasan, right? So shouldn't you? You're right. Asher Galanu is a great point. The Miriam himself acknowledges that. But shouldn't you want to make a bracha at the beginning of the seder on Asher Galanu Sosa v'tzivanu to stop Eretz Yisrael Mitzrayim, right? So why don't you, Judah? That's what the Meiri is struggling with. It's exactly what the Meiri. In Perpignan in the 13th century was struggling with the same thing that you're struggling with right now. It's unbelievable. Conversation of the generations.
Symposium.
What?
Symposium.
Symposium of the generations. Mir just walked through the door. What's the joke? Anytime Mir can get out. Okay, so Miri writes, Yud Beis and Beis, Richard, why don't you read it for us? Vaskaras, Yitzhak, some time, Belayel, Pesach, Bagada, Yesh Misha Maz here. What's the bracha lacharea? Galanu, which is Judah's bracha, right? Is that not an amazing Miri?
Wait, he's not saying that MS Ve'emunah is the bracha.
Right, he's saying you can be Somech.
What?
He's saying you can be
Somech,
not that it is the bracha.
Pardon?
No.
Let's read the Miri. He's saying you already made the bracha. That is the bracha of Gal Yisrael, and that's the bracha of on the Sibor Yitzhak Mitzrayim that you're going to do in the Haggadah.
What?
You don't get it?
I don't get it. I don't understand why that's good.
You do get it or you don't get it?
I comprehend
the words that he's saying.
But
I don't understand what you. I don't care what you're like. Well, I don't understand what you mean. This is a big ear.
One second. That's what you meant, and you said you don't get it. You don't understand why it's such a good meiri. You get the point. You don't.
Okay,
what don't you get?
It's not like, make a bracha beforehand.
It's
weird. Oh,
the
answer is make a bracha 2 hours before.
Well, because he didn't really ask the question that way. He just said,
isn't it weird that those brachas beforehand? Oh, there it is.
He didn't really say, I mean, at least not here. He didn't say it that way. He said, Yesh Misha Mazir Shalol Levar, as in theoretically you could have. But we're not going to, because you can be
solely on Amazon. Right. Let me just put it in slightly different terms. The point is, to Judah Matthews' question, which is, where's the bracha that on the mitzvah of Sibri Tias and Shayim Lel Seder, the Miri says, Yesh Misha Mazir, that the bracha on the Seder is the bracha of Kriyashma of MS Emuna. That bracha of Gal Yisrael is your bracha on the Seder, on the Sibur Tzias Mitzrayim. Now, there are two chidushim here. One big, one small. The small chidush is why we're reading it right now, is just that you see how much Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim there is in the bracha of Emes Emuna. Ad Kedei Kach, the Miri is saying, that is your Birchas HaMitzvah of Sibur Tzias Mitzrayim of Lel Seder. Unbelievable chidush, no, Romy?
Yeah?
I like the second Kiddush. Second Kiddush.
Well, the second Kiddush is the big Kiddush, which is this connection between the thing you do to satisfy the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim 364 or 5 days a year and the Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim of the Lel Seder. And he's saying that the thing that you do for all year round will count as your Birchas HaMitzvah on the special thing you're doing on the Lel Seder.
What is that?
So in colloquial language, he's allowing the bracha of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim to count for the Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim of Lel Teshuvah.
But he's definitely not saying that the two are the same mitzvah. He's just saying you can have one.
How do you know he's definitely not saying that?
Because otherwise, why would you have to...
Maybe that's precisely what he is saying.
They're the same enough.
But
they have to be close enough for one to count for it, no?
Do you think that he would say that if all you had was... you wouldn't have to have
Magid
at all?
Correct.
So then why say
Magid
at all?
Why say Magid? Ibai Pater Nafse Kriyash Mashachas Varvid. So why are you in Shir?
I shouldn't have put it that way.
Why are you in Shir, Richard?
So why doesn't he say that if you said Amis Ve'emuna, you're Yotze Ma in Shibur Shibur?
Maybe you are.
Does he say that?
No. But how do you know he's definitely not saying that?
Not. I don't know. I
think
you should have said if that's what he meant.
Well, that's not what he means. All he's saying is that your bracha of Zechira counts as your bracha on Sibur.
Right. Not that the
Whether that implies that you could fulfill your mitzvah of Sibur through Emes Emunah is an open question.
That's what I'm saying. Is that it's not that Emes Emunah is the bracha on the Haggadah. It's that we can be so many
right.
on the bracha.
It's a bracha of Zechira Sitzias Mitzrayim.
Like, why is that? It has to be close enough for you to think that should
right.
be able to even function.
Right.
So, still a good point.
I think, yeah. I'm just saying it's not exactly that it is the bracha. He's not saying that.
It could count as a bracha, though.
It could count as a bracha.
But count as a significant.
Yeah, no,
it's
not
even the bracha for Zechira this year.
What?
It's not even the bracha for Zechira.
Maybe it is.
Not really.
How do you know?
Zachar.
What? No, maybe it is. No, maybe it is. Maybe like the Iker is actually by Emuna, not by Yomer.
But it's after the bracha.
After what?
After whatever you think
of
Zechira is.
Gal Yisrael comes after the bracha.
Right.
It's all just one thing. Meaning that it's not a bracha, it's poseach the baruch. So the if you look at this Tosos, just to answer Josh's question, Tosos the bracha is kaf alf and beis. Suffik lo amar emes v'yatzib chozer. There's one suggestion here in Tosos. Where Tosos says yeah. Here. Here. When the Gemara says Safik Amar Emes V'Yatzeh, is everybody sitting down? Yeah. Do you want to sit down on me so you don't hurt yourself when you read this? No, you can stand. You can stand and do like, what's the big deal? Shul Tzolomar Safik Lomar Emes V'Yatzeh in Parshas Tzitzis. There's a bit of an issue here in the Rishonim. If you have Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim in Vayomer, which is kind of what Josh is pointing out, then you should be chozer for Safik Hara Kriyas Shema because the Ani Hashem Elokeinu Moshe Yitzias Kamiras Mitzrayim. Why isn't that Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim that mandates Chazara?
It's not kind of what Gemara says anyway.
The Gemara says Safik Hara Kriyas Shema, you're not chozer. Safik MS V'yatziv, you're chozer. Because it has a Chiyas Yitzias Mitzrayim, but isn't there a Chiyas Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kriyas Shema itself, which you should be chozer for? So it's a curious question. Well, so this last answer of Tosos is actually Rotsa Lomar Safik Lomar Emes V'Yatziv in Parshas Tzitzis. But the Gemara, when it talks about Safik Emes V'Yatziv, it means including Vayomer. Well, it's strange only because you live in which world?
Close
to the earth, scroll. Because they say that Vayomer is separate from Emes V'Yatziv. How do you know that, though? Maybe Vayomer is really just part of Emes V'Yatziv, which is what Tosa says.
Saying it's part of Kriyas Shema, the Rambam says it's part of Kriyas Shema.
Well, then you just live in a post-Rambam world. Tosa is saying, if you live in Tosa's world, Tosa is saying, maybe Yomer goes to Emes V'Yatziv.
What
does that mean? It means that Shema is Shema, Vahavta, and Vahaya, and then there is Vayomer Emes V'Yatziv as...
None of these
Gemaras complicate
by
Yomer. It doesn't have to be. It's just what Tosa's
thinks. Why would that be?
Why would that be? Because Vayomer is just Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim.
Why can't, if you have two things, why can't you have one of them?
Well,
if two things are
I'm just telling you what Tosa says. What's the Lomar? Safik Lomar Tiyat in Parshas Tzitzis. Shemisupak, 1 second. Shemisupak, E lo Amar, lo Parshas Tzitzis, lo Amas Tiyat. If him came, lo Hiskir Klai Tiyat Mitzrayim. Bechula Milsa di Tiyat. Bechula Milsa di Tiyat Mitzrayim, Karle MS Viyatziv. 1 second. Lepi the Tam MS Viyatziv, have Misham Yitzias Mitzrayim. Behilkach, have a Parshas Tzitzis. Behilkach, have a Parshas Tzitzis, Bechlal MS Viyatziv. Right, Josh, this is your point, right? So you're saying, isn't the bracha after? The answer is no, it's all one thing. I mean, the whole thing is like the bracha with the zechira of Yitzias Mitzrayim, from Vayomer through the end of Gaal Yisrael.
It's not a bracha,
it's still not a bracha.
Well, it's a bracha mitzvah that is the mitzvah. It's like maybe like Kaddish or something. You don't have a bracha. The Rishonim talk about this, how it would be gratuitous for brachos that are executed via... For mitzvahs that are executed via performance of bracha, be kind of duplicate to have like a bracha on kiddush and then the kiddush. So the bracha that is a mitzvah is itself its own birchas mitzvah. So I think that's the best way to explain what's going on here according to the Miri. Okay. But I just think it's a very nice illustration of Emes V'Yatziv for Emes Emuna being the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, but the Miri is willing to say that that is the Birchas HaMitzvah of Leil HaSeder on the Sipur. Okay? Mikey was going to say something, right?
That was that I'm very good
at
what it was. It was a little bit...
Pardon?
No, I wasn't asked a question before, but I forgot.
You forgot what it was. Poof, went out of your head.
Yeah.
Okay. If it comes back in, you can let us know. Great. Leave.
Two things. Which specific words in MSV also to act as a miracle? So it's a God Israel.
Yeah.
And then, isn't the implication of Daf Yud Beis on the Beis that Vayomer is part of Kriyat Shema? It's the third paragraph of Kriyat Shema. We see it also like, why is Shema before Vahaya and why is Vahaya before Vayomer? Like, there's clear implications that Vayomer is
maybe Vayomer is like
tomorrow.
So this is a deeper question about the relationship between Kriyat Shema and its brachos.
Yeah.
Maybe Kriyat Shema and its brachos really go hand in hand. And these are just different, like the Torah wants you to hit on certain major themes. That's what the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is. And then there are certain parshas of the Torah that do that. There are certain brachos in Matzah Sagadola that help develop it. But like this getting bogged down in exactly what's the Iker Parsha versus what's the bracha versus what's the theme, then that's not such an important line of inquiry.
But why according to Tosos, like, where's the implication that MSD Yativ, right, like, includes Vayomer as part of its umbrella in these bars? Like,
just the conceptual problem that if Vayomer is separate, and you didn't say Vayomer, you should be chuzer on Vayomer, because the Anyash Lamekecha Meshotes Eschameres Mitzrayim should be Mekayim the Doraisa Din of Zechias Mitzrayim.
Well, maybe you can just hit one. Fine. Not like everything that has Zechias Mitzrayim.
But why is it that Safek Kara Kriyash Ma'ino chuzer, but Safek MSV Yatsiv is chuzer?
Well, all you can say is that MSV Yatsiv is the Iker Mitzrayim. You don't have to say that Vayomer.
Right, you could say that, right. You could say that.
Say that this day it doesn't hold that Vayomer is fulfilling it.
You could say that. You could say that. I'm just saying it's not what Tosis. But you can see it seems like an open question whether that's a better answer or Tosis' answer is a better answer. To say that Vayomer goes together with MSV Yatsu.
Doesn't the Miri hold the same, right?
The Miri. I think the Miri is interested in saying that it has a matbeas, a bracha, that could count as the brach samitzvah on the Sefer.
I'm saying when he says MSV Yatsu, is he included Vayomer as part
of that? I doubt it.
So
I don't think he would say saying Ani Hashem Elokecha Meshotei Tzeis Chameres Mitzrayim is a brachas mitzvah on Sibrei Tzeis Mitzrayim, because there's no tzura or matbeas abracha there.
But does he hold that as well as Tzeis Mitzrayim or no?
Probably. Hard to say.
So would we say Vayomer night according to it, or can we just say as we alluded to Vayomer?
I think you could probably there's probably a reason why Chazal wanted to select a parsha of the Torah for Vayomer rather than just going straight to the bracha. But I think there are gemaras that say you could be mekayim it by using some other text, some other formulation. What? Yeah. Mikey, did it pop back into your head?
The question popped back into my head, but I kind of resolved it.
So it came back with the answer.
Yeah. No, I was bothered with the wording before that you could be somich on as the bracha rishona for the Seder. The wording of that sounded more like a bidyavet thing than a tzila thing, so it feels weird that there should be no bracha for the Seder, because you can also be yotze with this bracha for Kriyat Shema.
And what's the answer that came to you?
No, I mean, just because people are going to be saying Kriyat Shema like every night, so we probably won't make a bracha on the chance that somebody won't say Kriyashma. I don't know if that's a good answer. But some things like
you're saying everyone said Kriyashma already.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the big picture idea. So everyone already made a bracha on Zechias Yetzias Mitzrayim, so you don't need to make another one.
Mm-hmm.
At least on this Mi'ir review.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, let's look at one other source here that speaks to this connection between Kriyashma and Zechias Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we have here the Mishnah Berurah and some in Reish Lamed Tes Sif Katan Aleph. Who are our Mishnah Berurah people? Everyone's afraid to raise their hands. Yoni? Wanna? Sure, go for it.
Parsha Rishona.
The Impala Arv is Mibod Yom, Sarge Lifros Kola Parshios. The Kavan Latzeis Behan.
So the Mishnah Berurah here is talking about what happens if you daven Ma'ariv early and you're going to repeat Kriyat Shema later, right? So when you repeat Kriyat Shema later, what kavana should you have for? It's not going to be a mitzvah shichas kavana. So what kavana should you have when you do Shema later?
Being
Motzi Kriyashma. Oh, so Kavana loves this Mitzvah Kriyashma,
and also Mitzvah
Kriyas Yitzhak. So you have to have two Kavanos when you strike Kriyashma. Right? What are the two Kavanos, Strauss?
Kavanos Kriyashma,
Yisur,
and.
Who?
For Kriyashma,
Yisur. Yeah, when you're doing Shema after Tzeis. Or after Nightfall, depending if you hold Nightfall, Tzeis.
Is it the same as all the Kavanos for Shema?
All the kavanos. So all the kavanos. What are the kavanos? Kavana lotzeis the mitzvah of Kriyashma and.
Like yichud.
No. Although, why not? So what are the two yoni? Tell Strauss.
Kavana the mitzvah kriyashma.
Kavana latzeis the mitzvah kriyashma.
And the kavana latzeis the mitzvah zetiras
siyat. Isn't that funny? Do you find this Mr. Brewer funny, or it's sound?
Why is that funny?
What?
Seems pretty reasonable.
Seems reasonable?
If you need kavana latzeis.
Okay, what about Strauss's point? Strauss's point when he was misnavi ben yodea. Why not also kavana for Yichud Hashem? Why not also kavana for Avas Hashem?
Well, that's already included.
Oh, that's already included in kavana lots of day Kriya Shema.
Yeah.
The Rambam counts Yichud Hashem as a separate mitzvah from Kriya Shema.
But it's a vehicle. I mean, Kriya Shema is still a vehicle too.
Right.
It's about the same thing
for CCU. Leaves point, shouldn't Kriya Shema also be a, if you want to tell
it's
me
not the aroma, so,
yeah, that's right. So if you want to tell me that Zichiras Atiyas Mitzrayim is built into Kriya Shema, so then just like Strauss is wrong to think that you need special Kavana for Yichud Hashem, Kavana Lotzeis Mitzvahs Yichud Hashem, you shouldn't need special Kavana Lotzeis Zichiras Atiyas Mitzrayim, right? They're all already Nichlal in the Kavana of Yosei Kriya Shema. Because Kriya Shema itself is just a holding company. And when you are having Kavana for Kriya Shema, you are having Kavana for the different stocks that Kriya Shema owns. Yichud Hashem, Avaso, Talmudo, Kabbalso, Ol Mitzvos, and Chiyas Tiyas Mitzrayim. No? It's a pretty... Mishnah Berurah here seems to think that, no, they're two separate things. There's kavana for Kriya Shema, and you need that. And then separately, kavana of Lotzei is Kriya Shema Mitzrayim. So I just want to point out here two things. Point number one is, like we've been just painting the big picture until now, you see that the Kriya Shema Mitzrayim is fulfilled through Kriya Shema. That's why when you say Kriya Shema after Tzeis, you should have kavana for Kriya Shema Mitzrayim, listen to Kriya Shema. That's point number one. Point number two cuts the other way and says, wait a second, yeah, it's being fulfilled through Kriya Shema, but not exactly through Kriya Shema, because then you shouldn't need a separate kavana for Lotzei Tzidei Kriya Tzidei Mitzrayim. It should suffice that you have kavana for Yotzei Kriya Shema. Right? Mishnah Berurah giveth and taketh at the same time. Rami, you have a hand?
What's the... How does it work with the mitzvah Tzidei Kavana thing? You're assuming this kind of
shita
to you.
Which mitzvah thing? That was last week, yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, but the Yichud Hashem was the person. So
what?
The Yichud Hashem was the person.
Yeah.
The whole idea that Kavana in this context is just Kavana Latzeis, yeah, mitzvah is also weird. No.
English?
Yeah, you can say it. No, I'm saying... There's one more basic question here. If we're trying to reconcile this with all the sheikhs we suggest, which is that kavana latzeis like yotzei mitzvah is a very low level of kavana. It's not even talking about any of the kavana. Of course, it's not on par with, you know, or it doesn't include Yichud Hashem or any of that kind of thing. It doesn't include yitzias. It's a curious thing with trying, really. It just
no, but
kavana latzeis.
I think Mr. Brewer here is talking about two different kavanos latzeis is two different things.
Yeah.
Kavana latzeis is mitzvahs Kriya Shema, kavana latzeis is mitzvahs Zichiras Atiyas Mitzrayim.
Yeah.
You're right that the Mishnah Brewer is going against the view that we saw in the last sugya, which is you don't need to specify for mitzvahs kavana which mitzvah you're fulfilling. It's enough to know that you're kavana latzeis is the divine command. You don't need to specify the command of Zechiah Sitzias Mitzrayim versus the command of Kriya Shema.
Isn't this kind of like an accessory thing that we spent this entire time like going through what actually is Shema, and then like, oh, on top of that, it happens to be that Shema also covers these other things. Like, this is like a secondary point. It's not what intrinsically Shema is. It's like, oh, what other things does Shema cover?
So is that correct? That's the point. There's the rub, as they would say. Meaning... Is that true that Kriya Shema is extrinsic to... Sorry. Is it true that Zichiras Atiyas Mitzrayim is an artificial graft onto Kriya Shema, or is it built into Ikkar Din Kriya Shema?
Well,
Strauss, that's what you're saying, right?
Why would he include the Ayah
in that?
Who? The Mishnah Berurah. Why would he also have that Kavana for, you know, accepting all the Tzivoy and Mitzvah that the Ayah is there?
Right, I think Strauss would say, because that's part of Ikkar Kriya Shema.
It was on a separate Mitzvah.
Right, I would have said...
I mean, the language where they're not even mentioning what Shema intrinsically is the odd. Like, there's no mention of, like, this, of, like, a view or any of that, as I was wrong. So
I don't know you're wrong. I mean,
no,
you're just at odds with the Mishnah Berurah. I mean, you're wrong.
It's not
most people think you're wrong.
But, like...
What?
For me,
right, I think what Strauss is saying was actually very good.
There's no language of anything to do with what we discuss Shema is. It's like these extra things, like, oh, while you're doing Shema, check out all these other things you can also do.
You could also chap. You could chap a zechira sitzias mitzrayim through your kriya Shema.
The choice of, like, oh, Shema, or like the choice of, like,
right, that's what I'm pointing out. That's exactly what I'm pointing out. I think that there's we're trying to figure out exactly what the relationship is between kriya Shema and zechira sitzias mitzrayim. The Mishnah Berurah here in singling out that you should have kavana, latzeis b'hen hamitzvah say shel kriyas shema v'gam hamitzvah shel zechiyas yetzias mitzrayim, seems to push zechiyas yetzias mitzrayim outside of the center of mitzvah kriyas shema. Because if it was at the core of kriyas shema, then kavana latzeis v'hen kriyas shema should ipso facto contain kavana for zechiyas yetzias mitzrayim, just like it contains kavana for kavos hamachos shemayim. Right? Richard? And then Ezra.
Yeah, I mean, it seems the Mishnah Berurah is being concerned for all the opinions who say that Vayomer isn't part of Midaraisa, part of Kriya Shema, and therefore not part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. It's just Choshe Shura's opinion.
Okay.
Maybe according to John, he would say that.
Ah.
But to everyone else, obviously not.
You're saying it's going according to since our deos out there that Vayomer is not part of the Kriya Shema. So you can suffice for Zechiyas Yetzias Mitzrayim with Kavanas Kriya Shema. That's fair.
What's in the acres in, like, the Vayomer's part of, like, the acres in Kriya Shema? Clearly thinks it's part of it. What does that mean?
No, if you have Kavana to be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema, do you also have Kavana to be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Zechiyas Yetzias Mitzrayim? So if it's not part of the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema, which is probably how...
If by Yomer,
right? If by Yomer, isn't right?
Right, then you wouldn't be Yotzei Zechiyas Mitzrayim.
I still like it's part of Kriya Shema, but it's not part of Mitzvah's Kriya Shema.
Yeah, exactly.
Chazal appended it, right? Chazal appended it, the parsha by Yomer, to help you discharge your obligation of Zechiyas Yetzias Mitzrayim through the recitation of Kriya Shema. But when you have kavana for like the Platonic form of Kriya Shema, to fulfill that thing, the Platonic form doesn't have Zechiyas Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Platonic form has Kriya Shema, and then a separate thing of Zechiyas Yetzias Mitzrayim. Chazal stitched them together. That's Richard's response, right?
Does this still go against, like, some saying that it's like the anchor part of MSVM or no? Or like MSVM?
Is it like outside of Kriya Shema?
Does it go with both? Like, it could kind of be drafted on, it could be considered drafted.
Well, I think we're...
Right. Well, I think what Richard is saying very nicely is that the Rambam, who has Vayomer as part of the Ikkar Kriya Shema of all three, has all three Parshios, maybe the Rambam will concede that Zechiyas Yetzias Mitzrayim is built into Mitzvah's Kriya Shema. Right? That's your point, Richard?
Yeah.
But the Mishnah Berurah maybe doesn't live in the Maimonidean world.
Yeah.
Right? Unfortunately.
For him, not for us.
Right. Right. Okay, that's good. Ezra, you have a hand?
I think I was going to jump the gun.
On the Rav?
No, just on the Gemara we haven't seen yet.
Which one?
On your Gemara's days.
Which one?
With Rebbe, then see the Zapata. It's the trying and can be done outside of.
Yeah, you could fulfill it by saying some other thing about Zechiyas Yetzias Mitzrayim.
And Magen Avraham says it all up, they can say it all up.
Correct.
But
I would say but I think that's true for Yichud Hashem also, or Kavos al Mitzvos. Like, I don't think you need Kriya Shema.
I don't.
You think you do?
Yeah, I feel like it's way more intertwined than I think. I don't know. It's like I formulated it, but it seems to be that.
It could be. So I want to think about this for a second. Okay, everybody see big picture that Zechios Yetzias Mitzrayim is built into Kriyat Shema in some way, but now we want to inquire, is it an essential part of Kriyat Shema? Did Chazal just use Kriyat Shema as an opportunity to get us to think about Yetzias Mitzrayim through a ritual that we do twice daily anyway? Why would Yetzias Mitzrayim be tied into Kriyat Shema conceptually? Well,
the Chinuch explains to Klal Gadol, if you think that Kriyat Shema is a time when we explore our Chalom Gedolim, and since the Yetzias Mitzrayim is such a big deal to our faith, then it's a good time to put it there.
Yeah, you might think that Kriyat Shema has like this basic obligation of V'dibarta Bam Shilcha V'Sach Alachta Chabadach V'Shach V'Kamecha. It means like the main principles of Judaism. And, you know, what are the main principles? So mitzvos, Yichud Hashem Havasa V'Talmudo. And Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim seems to be very high up there in the principles of Judaism. What exactly Yetzias Mitzrayim stands for, we'll have to figure out in a second.
Especially fusing that with the Ramban.
What?
Using that with the Ramban.
Yeah, there are a bunch of Rambans. Let's see. We'll look at them in a second. I'm going to pull them into the source sheet. So I think that would actually work out nicely, that the whole point of Kriyat Shema is to reflect twice a day on the main theological, philosophical commitments of Judaism, or the principles that underlie Judaism. Yetzias Mitzrayim is very basic to it. And so it seems natural that Yetzias Mitzrayim should be incorporated into Kriyat Shema, whether midaraisa or whether midrabana. David?
Is this extra kavanah for Yetzias Mitzrayim, is this also during the morning time Yetzias Shema, or is it only at nighttime?
Can you say it one more time?
Because the Mishnah is talking about kavanah, let's say, right? So that's the evening Shema. So is that extra kavanah only for the evening Shema, or is it for the morning Shema as well?
What do you think?
I think it would probably be for the morning as well, but I'm not too sure. It could depend based on.
Why would you distinguish?
Why would I distinguish between morning and nighttime? Because I would say that the reason why you would say at only at night is because otherwise the Vayomer doesn't have sort of a purpose anymore. Right? Because there's no field of teaching at all. Right, and so then it sort of just this extra text that has no purpose unless you make it a purpose by focusing on Yetzias Mitzrayim.
It's a very sharp distinction you're suggesting. You're saying that during the day it's a natural part of Kriyat Shema, right?
Sort of, yeah.
Is that your point? And then so then Kavanah Latzeis Kriyat Shema will cover you for.
Not necessarily that's a natural part of Kriyat Shema, which is why I was curious what you would say, because you have, you know, tzitzit as well, that's also there, that's part of Kriyat Shema as well during the day. And so I just don't know why you would want the extra kavanah, like what the purpose of the extra kavanah does, and depending on what he says for the daytime, could indicate what his overall idea of this kavanah does and how he relates to
Okay. Let me think about that. I can hear the argument that the daytime is different because it's part of Shema during the day in virtue of tzitzis, and then maybe the Yetzias Mitzrayim then automatically becomes incorporated into Shema.
Right.
Whereas Belaila, maybe it's less, but I'm not sure. The nafkamina would be if you were saying Shema Shelo Bizmano in the morning, what kavana would you?
Yeah.
If you're saying Shema with kavana latis in the morning, what kavana should you have?
Yeah.
My guess is that the Mishnah Berurah would say you should have kavana for both still. Mm-hmm. That's my guess. Okay. Okay, so let's now turn to page 3. And I want us to think for a moment just about this mitzvah of Zechiyas Yetzias Mitzrayim. Oh, don't want to do that now? You guys want to look at the mitzvah, the tension about the Zechira versus Sibur right now, or do you want to take a second to think about why Zechira Sitzias Mitzrayim is so important? About what the Rishonim say about it famously. From Yaman? Second thing first? It's more conceptually rich. Yeah?
Yeah.
Fine, Jeremy, why don't you read the Sefer Achina first? On page 4. The Chinuch in Parshas Bo, where he has Mitzvah Chaf Aleph, which is the Mitzvah of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Can we go shorter, or do you want me to start from the beginning?
Why don't you start from the beginning for a second?
Mitzvah of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Saper B'Yin Yetzias Mitzrayim, Dolel, Chamisha, Sab Nisan, Kol Echad, Gepi, Tzvos Lashonu, Lahav, Lashabeach, Hashem Yitzvaras, Al Kol Anisim, Sha'as, Lanu, Sha'am, Shemar, Begadol, Vinzah, Tugomer. The Kfar Pirshu of Nechamim, the Mitzvah Haggadah Zu, Ihi Bolel Chamisha Sarbisim Beshad Achilas Matzah, Masha Amar Akadah Vubincha, the Lada, Vubino, El Akil, even Kol Rey. Very good. Vinyan Mitzvah, she is for Hanisim, Yanim Sheikh Yirgu, Abusin, the Yichet Mitzrayim, the Hwaka, Hakel, Yisbarach, Yitmasin, the Mehen. והאפילו בינו בין עצמו, אם שם אחרים, צד הוציא הדבר מפיו, כדי שיסעור על ליבו בדבר, אם בדיבר יסעור על ליב. נשאר שהמצווה זה, נשאר שהמצווה זה, מה שקראת בקור מפסה, הקסף,
Like, why are there so many mitzvahs that have the same theme as the Pesach, which is the Zachar Sayyum Azeh, Shei Telsim Mitzrayim, we just read in Parshat Chodesh. Now, once you read that, of course, it makes sense that this, you know, something that's an Amud Chazak and Yisod Gadol, but Torah Sinai should actually build into Kriya Shema. This should bring to mind the Meiri that we saw in the beginning of the year. What did the Meiri write? Yeah, what's why does Brachos come first? Yeah, it has very important foundations and pillars of Jewish thought.
So what does Rosh Hashanah say to that? It says just Meiri, it's an action.
What does Rav Rosenzweig Sr. say about that? I know, because you've almost, right?
But then I might
dismiss
the
Meiri. I don't think we should dismiss Meiri so cavalierly. No?
That was the whole debate.
Okay, competition.
Yeah.
Did my father come out against Meiri's?
Yeah,
well, no, that's not quite what happened. You walked in
after that and said, I gave him every chance in the world to say that the Meiri is not a second key reason.
Right, you were trying to get him to say that the Meiri is the same thing.
We have to redo that conversation.
What was the question then?
I thought you said you were working on
it. Like, it's not
more,
a second
more
key
on Mark
theory. There's no hierarchy, there's just
theory. It's like
yeah.
Right, we have to do a follow up on that. I did give him every opportunity. So. Sometimes you swing and a miss. Okay, so go on, Rumi. So everybody see it makes sense that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim should make its way into Kriya Shema then, if it is this foundational piece of Judaism, right?
We didn't
say about Kriya Shema, Yerba.
We didn't say why. Right?
Okay, so let's say the Alkane. You know, this is, I think, unfortunate. What? Well, comes from the Ramban. The Chinuch is probably from the Beis Medrash of the Ramban, but it really comes from the Rambam, I think. I think it comes from the Rambam in Or Nebuchim, where he believed that if he believed in an eternal universe, then God can't do miracles. That the Aristotelian universe implied the impossibility of miracles. So the fact that there are miracles he believes implies that the universe was created in time. So what does Chiddush Olam have to do with Chiddush Olam? Meaning that the world is created ex nihilo. It has to do with these assumptions about how, like their metaphysics, that miracles are only possible on the assumption of a world that's created in time.
That's why it's so important.
Well,
that's why it's so important to prove.
Right. To prove for and other things also, but it starts Osimovis Gomer Bakhidish Olam, number two.
So that's miracles. Just to say that's kind of interesting because like you normally think that Shabbos has like it's yeah, it's Ryan aspect and my separation aspect.
It's all the same.
Miracles do ground.
Right. Well, that would explain why they're interchangeable.
So miracles do ground.
In the Pesukim, they sound interchangeable.
So miracles do ground are like a weird.
Yeah, according to this view, yeah, miracles ground.
Not in a human way.
They ground the idea that there's a God who's the creator of the universe in time. For these Rishonim, that's right. Okay, what else do they ground, Rami? V'chi yesh? So that there's a God who is Kadmon, prior in time. Who's chafetz, who has a will. V'yachol, and he's capable. So basically all these attributes of God that he thinks follow from the miracles, the osos and mosim in Mitzrayim, because he's saying, look, I want to get my Jewish people out of Egypt. I'm going to bring Svardeya and I'm going to bring Dever and Dam and Kinim and Arov until you let them go. So that shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chafetz and he's Yachol, right? Poel. So it has to do with God's power and his will and his knowledge and his capabilities, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Hello there, Shadi Kokover Bakir Sha'ulan. I'm ready to reject anyone who, like, it sounds anyone who contradicts the idea for Sha'ulan.
Right, so it maintains the foundation for belief in God, and. An Ashkacha Pratis in the sense that he knows what's going on in a very specific way, what's going on in the world. So, if that's the significance of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, you can understand why this should make its way into Kriyat Shema, which is trying to capture those main theological foundational principles of Judaism. Sounds right?
Mostly, yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Okay.
Oh. Great. Yes.
Can you re-explain the point about the fact that there are miracles proves that there was creation ex nihilo?
Basically, I think the medieval.
One answer to this question.
Very simply, the medieval Rishonim believed that if God could intervene in the natural order, then he must be the author of the natural order. Because they have this intuition block that if you didn't make the rules of nature, then you wouldn't be able to modify them. But if you can modify them, then that shows that you are the guy who authored them. Why the Rishonim have this? Why
so
they have this commitment?
Like, because you create a car. Like this person who doesn't create a car can fix a car.
It's a very strange intuition.
I'm not laughing at it. I'm not asking a question.
Yeah, I don't think. I actually think Lee was crying about it. I think he seems sad about it. Laugh, happy about it.
I think it's stronger intuition.
Yeah, I don't know why the metaphysics implied that, but. That's definitely what they thought. We could look at some of those Rambams inside if you want to take a look at them. But I agree with you, it's a very strange intuition.
Should bring this up.
Yeah, let's bring it up. Great. Okay, good so far?
Yeah.
Okay, the Ramban says something similar. I could just pull, let me just pull the Ramban for you for a second. Here, let me highlight it. It's the Ramban in Shemos, Yud Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk, let's see. Let's see. Who's screaming outside? Shmos Yud Gimel Tes Zayin. I'm gonna paste it on here right now. Okay, so the Ramban here famously is probably one of the most famous Rambans. Why there's so many mitzvahs that are Zechot Yas Mitzrayim. And he says about tefillin, shoresh hamitzvah zos. Notice that formulation. Why are you nodding, Ned? Yeah, the chinuch got the shoresh hamitzvah zos from the Ramban. Shenaniach ksav yitzias mitzrayim al yad ve'al rosh k'neged alev amoach shem mishkanos hamachshava. Fine. You want to have yitzias mitzrayim on your heart and your lev. Fine. And then he says, Va'ata omer lecha klal b'tam mitzvos rabos. I'm going to give you a time of mitzvos for many mitzvos in the Torah. He says there are many kofrim after the creation of the world. Mehem kofrim b'ikar b'amriel omer b'olam kadmon. Umehem makchishin b'idiyaso apratis. Some people deny God's. Some people believe that the universe is eternal. Some people believe that God doesn't have knowledge of individual facts and particulars. Some acknowledge that he has knowledge, but they're makhish his hashkacha in the sense, I guess, that he is intervening. So providence, not in the sense of knowing, but providence in the sense of intervening. So Hashem says, when God does a miracle, kasher yirtza halokim be'edo b'yachid b'yasimah mofes b'shinoi minhago shel olam v'tipa, when God changes the natural course of the world, yizbar lakol bitol hadeo se'ela kulam ki amofes hanifla mora she'esh lalolam eloha machadsho v'yodeya u'mashkiach v'yachol. So the miracles testify, or they evidence, these powers of God. Good, Mikey?
Yeah.
You agree?
I think so.
Leave, do you agree? Depends on your assumptions about medieval philosophy, whether you should agree with that. It's not. It's not so clear.
My intuition agrees. So I haven't really thoroughly thought out.
Okay, good. That's better. That's good. So the Ramban says that's why, if you look at the psukim accompanying the makos, it always says Laman teda ki ani Hashem bekarev haaretz. I mean, the primary purpose of the makos was epistemological, to teach the world about these attributes of God. Lahoros ala hashgacha. That's why it says Laman teda ki la Hashem haaretz. Lahoros ala chiddush. So the Ramban does good exegetical work here to show that the makos, each one of the makos, or each subgroup of makos, is trying to teach a different one of these attributes of God. Okay? Babur teda ki en kamoni b'chol ha'aretz, lohoros al yecholas she'u shalit b'chol, etc., etc. And so all these Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim are to continue to testify about, to attest to, and to support the epistemological concept, the foundations in belief about these attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Attributes non-existent.
What?
Attributes
non-existent. Attributes and existence, I guess. I don't think he's worried about people denying God's existence. I think here he's more interested about whether the world is eternal, what does he have knowledge. I don't think he was fighting atheists so much in his day. So Yitzave Osanu Shenasa Tamid Zichron Ve'os Lasher Ro'inenu Ve'natik Hadavar El Banenu B'neim Levneim Ve'hechmir Ba'od Be'inyan Azeh. This is very interesting. The Ramban says the Torah wants us to be so scrupulous about it, that's why it increases, it magnifies the punishment for the mitzvahs associated with remembering Mitzrayim. It's like, why is there Achiv Kares for Achilas Chametz? Kemoshin Shechayev Kares for Achilas Chametz Vazivas HaPesach. Not because there's anything intrinsic about Pesach or Chametz, but because it's a way of attaching greater weight to the duty to pass on the testimony about what happened in Mitzrayim. Make sense? One second, and then he says, look at this, this is very important. Hitzu shenichtov koma shenir elena boso zimbosa ma'idina babaninu belichto boso al pescha abatim and mezuzos v'shenazgir zebifinu baboker uva'erev. And what does he cite? Kamo shamru emes v'yatziv doraisa mimasha kosel v'man tizkos yom tizkom eres v'tayim klay mechayecha. Here it sounds like the Ramban saying that the Torah wants us to have morning and evening Zechut Yitzias Mitzrayim as part of Shema. Now, whether it's in the Parshios of Shema or whether it's the Brichos Shema, the Ramban saying that this is part of the Chi of Midoresa. Avlaman Tiskar Siyom Teis Chameres Mitzrayim Kolim Mechayecha. Correct? V'shenazkir zev v'finu baboker v'erev kimosha amru emes v'yatziv d'oreisa.
That's not
Bircha Shema.
That's not saying
it's supposed to be Shema. Right. It could be that it's just a din of Zechut Yitzias Mitzrayim you're saying, which Chazal happened to localize in Bircha Shema. But he does say morning and evening.
Right.
But that could just be the Mishnah about Chol Mechayachal Rabos Halelos. Yeah. Fair point. I'll just mention again, there's a bit of a mystery. How do you have this Lichtavosa al Pisay Batin b'mezuzos? You don't have a Yom. Our mezuzos don't have a Yomer. What? So it's not clear what the Ramban's referring to here. Bear that in mind. V'chein kol kayotze be'mitzvos rabo zichot tzias mitzrayim. Why? As testimony. V'lo yiyya pishon peh lekofer lehakchish emunos ha'elokim. Okay. So this is probably where the Sefer HaChinuch got this idea from. Sounds pretty much the same, Romy? Yeah? And this would be consistent with the themes of Kriyat Shema, of something like Yediyas Hashem, Talmudo. I'll say that's what you get from this theme of Zechiyas Yitzias Mitzrayim. Fair? Okay. That may be what's going on here. It may not be. I'll give you a counter alternative theory in a second. But building off this analysis of the Chinuch and the Ramban, I want us to take just 1 second to think about the Minyan HaMitzvos problem. So that big picture, what's the problem with the Minyan HaMitzvos of the mitzvah of L'man Tizkos Yom Tzeis Chomeres in time Kolim Mechayecha? What's that, Zeb? What do you mean it's not a mitzvah? The Rambam says it's a mitzvah. Yeah, so it's not in the Minyan HaMitzvos, right? It doesn't get counted as a separate mitzvah on its own. Who raises this question? Who raises this question?
A lot of people.
A lot of people. Who's the most important person to raise the question?
You, Rebbe.
What?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, no, that's definitely not me. I'll take that.
You want me to say the Zohar Gila?
It's exactly what I want you to say.
But I don't think that's the truth.
Right? I like it. I like it. The Tosh Bates is, I think he's probably the earliest person to raise this.
Yeah.
Right? So Tosh Bates here says he's frustrated. Why do none of the Monei HaMitzvos count this as a mitzvah? Now there may be one Monei HaMitzvos who does. Who's that?
Not the Ramban.
Not the Ramban. the Snack, Sefer Mitzvos Katan, or Bitzchak of Corbeil. Right? So the Snack is one of the French Palaiotosos. He has the Sefer Mitzvos Katan. And he wrote, Lahaskir Yitzias Mitzrayim, Mitzakut Yud, Dichsiv, Laman Tiskos, Yom Tiskam Yas Mitzrayim, Lachain, Lekach, Tiknu Chacham, and Parshat Tzitzis, Bekriyashma, Legam Tiknu Chacham, Emes Vyatziv, Emes Emuna. So according to the Snack, there is a minion, there is a mitzvah and minion and mitzvos that mention Yitzias Mitzrayim twice a day, a mitzvah d'oraisa, and he codifies that minion and mitzvos, right, Zev?
Yes.
So Snack's an exception. But the Rambam, the Chinuch, and everybody who follows the Rambam omits the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim every day. Which is strange, especially in light of the fact that we read the Rambam in the first chapter of Birchos Kriyas Shema, where he says, what, Zev? That's a mitzvah. So isn't that kind of funny? Or strange? Yeah? So there's a whole group of Achronim, including the... You're saying you asked this question?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Well, so a lot of Achronim asked this question after the Tashbetz already asked it. Let's look at the Tashbetz for 1 second. The Tashbetz says... Roy Limnosa Vaharishonim Lominaum. Ani Matsasi Mitzvah Zachar Acheres near Elisha Roy Lachnisa Vinya Mitzvah. So he's Zachar Sayamazah, she tossed me Mitzrayim. Right? I found that as a mitzvah. The other Rishonim should have counted it, but nobody did. He quotes the Gemara Mitzvah there, right? So Vimkin, Roy Limnosa Mitzvah Varambam Kala Mitzvah Zui Mitzvah Vigat. Whoa. Is that true? That's crazy that you said that.
Well, the pasuk of Zachar Siyom HaShem is also starting to mean that. That's the pasuk for us to please see us starting to
Whoa. Is it?
I don't know.
Actually, I'm trying to get it. That was crazy. Oh, did you guys see what the Tashbish just said? That's scary. For now, Tashbish asked this question, right? Why is the mitzvah of remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim every day omitted from the Minyan Mitzvos? Judah Matthew.
Yeah.
Why is it omitted? Why is it omitted?
I don't know.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
You said, why is it omitted?
Okay. So why is it omitted?
It's not.
It is. It is. It is. Why is the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim Kol Mechayach omitted from the Rambam's account? That's what the Tashbetz says.
Oh,
the
U.S.
Why is it omitted?
Isn't that?
There are two mahalchim. There are two main ways you could go. One is to say, like Ezra just said, that maybe it is included in the mitzvah that the Rambam codifies of telling over the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim when? Bilel Tesvav B'Nisan. The Rambam does count the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim Bilel Tesvav B'Nisan. Let's look at that for a second. And then we must stop in a second. We must stop. You want us to go longer, Rumi? What? It's a nice day. There's things to do. So let's look here at the Rambam in Chomitzamata Perek Zayin Alach Aleph Mitzvah Sasei Shel Torah L'Saper Benisim V'Neflo Shenasu L'Avoseinu B'Mitzrayim Bilel Chamisha Asar B'Nisan. Kind of funny, you know, you could have read this Rambam as saying that you have a mitzvah all year round to tell of the miracles that occurred on the 15th of Nisan. That's not what he's saying.
Could read that?
You probably can't read it that way, because Minayin Shebelel Chamisha Asar. But the simple reading of the Rambam is that he's saying there's a mitzvah uniquely on the 15th night of Nisan to tell the story of what happened in Mitzrayim. Right? Shenemar Zachar Siyom Azer Sheitzasim Mitzrayim. That's not the same pasuk that he quotes in Nefesh Kriyas Shema, is it? Laman Tiskar Siyom Teiska Meres Mitzrayim Kol Mechayach. A different pasuk, yeah. So that's clearly Minayin Shivlach Hamisha Asar is talking about, I believe, when you're supposed to do it. Now, when you're supposed to perform the mitzvah, not which events you're supposed to talk about, I assume. That'd be very mechudash.
Honestly, you could read that wrong.
There, I didn't think of it. Bavor Zev, maybe it means Bishoshes Matzah Mar Menachem Lefanecha. So you, when you're telling it over, it has to be Lel Tesvav. So clearly this is not the same mitzvah as a duty to tell it all year round, because you don't have Matzah Mar Menachem Lefanecha all year round.
Yeah, but it could be the Iker mitzvah.
Okay. So the, and the Ram, by the way, has the mitzvah to say Kufnan Zayin. You can see there. Hamitzah Kufnan Zayin, Yisha Tzivan Lusafer B'tzias Mitzrayim, B'lel Chamisha Aser B'nisan, B'tzchila Salayla, K'vitzach Eslashon HaMisaper, B'chol Masha Yosef, B'marmar, B'yarech HaDvarim, B'agdolas Masha, fine.
Well? It's interesting
to say,
does he have any original thoughts?
He's mostly summarizing. He summarizes the Rambam, he summarizes the Ramban. If you were to plug him in to turn it in, what would be the...
I'm saying, are you going to go to, like, say, right now, like, try to figure out, like, and, like, if he says something different, like try to infer anything from that, or, like, we don't really give him that importance.
No, I think he's mostly, he's mostly just synthesizing.
What?
I think he's mostly synthesizing.
I can't hear anything.
He doesn't talk loud enough, right? You have to raise your voice, Ned. If you're saying something that's worthy of being heard, then you should make sure that people hear it.
And if it's not, then you
should be softly. I think it's volume discrimination.
So we have a stira in Rambams, right? Because the Rambam in Munin HaMitzvahs omits the mitzvah of... He omits counting a mitzvah of mentioning it's Yasmin time every day. In the Yad, in first... Parak of Kriya Shema, the Rambam says it's a mitzvah to mention Tzias Mitzrayim, Kol Mechayecha. Mitzvah Kol Lelas. What's the Kol Lelas?
Fulfill a lot of these other mitzvahs.
Okay, so two ways you could go. One way to go is what we just noticed in the Tashbetz, in the Zohar Rekia, where he says, Rambam Kolal Mitzvah Zu in Mitzvahs Vihigadatol Abincha.
Why is
that
scary?
Why is it scary? It's a big chiddush. Well, the Rambam says, where in that mitzvah does the Rambam say, oh, and part of this mitzvah is to mention it every day? What? Well, I mean, there's no exegetical support for it in the Rambam.
Also, Zikr is much different than Masafir.
Oh, so that's what I want. We're going to talk about that next year a little bit. But he thinks that's a mistake. He says, Ve'eino Niresh, Osa mitzvah miyuchedes la'oso laila. This is the Tashbetz maybe going against the Miri, or maybe going against my response to Richard about the Miri. The Tashbetz saying you couldn't fulfill the mitzvah of Tesvav via the means that would fulfill it the other 364 days of the year. Yes? So the Tashbetz thinks it's wrong to suggest that it's one mitzvah and the zechira flows from the mitzvah vihigadata lebincha that the Rambam counts in Kufnan Zayin and the seventh parak of Chametz Matzah. That suggestion itself, though, is very interesting. I want us to think about that. Is that conceptually possible? Okay. Yeah.
Support for that. The Minchas Chinuch also says that like the only big difference between Sibor and zechira is like Sibor is if you have like a kid. It says if you don't have a kid, then the mitzvah just reverts to like the same mitzvah as Zechira.
Maybe. We'll talk about it next year. We'll talk about Reb Chaim's suggestion that there's like four distinctions, right? That's Reb Chaim in the stencil. About the, is this a plausible theory about the connection between Sefer and Zechira?
Also, the Karamar also says that the Iker mitzvah of Zechira is
Tesla
of
Nisa. Great. So we're going to talk about that next year. I want to talk about the connection between the two. Yeah. David, right?
Yeah. Or Joby, doesn't matter.
Okay. Which one do you go by more?
Depends on the class.
Okay.
What
do you prefer?
Probably
Joby's fine.
Dovi.
Yes, Dovi's good. Okay. Right. So the Rambam, right. So for Zechariah, let's get this around. It's clear, I think that we have to say...
Is your name Dovi or David? When you get called up to Torah, what do they call you?
They call me Dov.
But your English name is?
David.
So it's just a mistake.
It's
somewhere.
Right. I feel like it's in the sphere.
Well?
It's in the ballpark. You know?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Is the name, one's at the vav and one's at the base?
Yeah, dub is with the, well, dub has both the vav and the base.
One second. The V in dov comes from the bays or from the vav?
It comes from the bays. The
right.
O in dov comes from the vav.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm saying you're using a V from a bays, and you're using it as a vav. Of course, there's no match. It's fine. It's all good.
Yeah,
it's all good.
I like the parents.
Well,
I
hear you. Ned, do you have a Hebrew name? Can you stop?
Is your name Edward?
No.
But no, right, what I was going to say was, it seems that Zechariah's prime has to be encompassed by another larger mitzvah that we already mentioned, because otherwise, because the Rambam, that part of his rules is like, the details of the mitzvah or whatever aren't there in themselves, their own mitzvah.
Right.
And we're saying earlier that, you know, Zechariah's prime is sort of like grounding of the faith, it serves as like an epistemological sort of thing about that. And so maybe one of the earlier sort of mitzvah that he discusses includes within it.
Yeah.
Time.
Great. What would that be?
I think.
So the Tashbit is saying it's maybe Sibrit Yes Mitzrayim.
No, I think it has to be like a larger conceptual one. Maybe Abba.
Okay, we haven't seen that anywhere though.
No, it has to be one of the larger conceptual ones related to how God sort of interacts.
You don't want to say Kriya Shema?
I don't want to say Kriya Shema, no.
Okay. But that's about that. That could be a candidate, right?
It could be a candidate. I don't want to say it because the Gemara seems to make a distinction between Stan Kriya Shema and
okay.
And
good. So hold that thought for a second, Ezra. What's the Rav's theory and what's the Beis Yitzchak's theory that you have in the Makor sheet? Is your mind plugged into your computer?
I forgot what the basis looks at, but the rub, every time the rub and the drop.
Like the neurons need to be charged for them to fire.
It's fine, the rub says that the Zip is connected to Kabbalah's almost a shrine.
But what mitzvah does he think it's subsumed under?
Kriyashma.
The Rav thinks that maybe the mitzvah of Chiyas Tzitzias Mitzrayim is actually counted by the Rambam, but really subsumed under Kriya Shema. So you can see there are two ways to go in this problem. Why does Rambam mitzvah Chiyas Tzitzias Mitzrayim?
Kali
Mechayecha. 1 second. So two basic ways to either, like the Tashbit says, that's part of Sibur of Lel Tesvav, which is very much Tzitzias Mitzrayim related, correct? But then not year-round related. The opposite way to go is that it's very much year-round related, B'shach B'chav B'kumecha related, which is Kriya Shema, but then you don't really have Yetzias Mitzrayim themes in the Rambam's formulation of the mitzvah at all of Kriya Shema. So I want us to think for a minute, which is the better way to go in thinking about this, and I want us to think about the relationship between Kriya Shema and Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So, for next year, I'm going to add Mikoros about the relationship between Zechira all year round and Sibur. That's the Tosh Bates' suggestion. We want to think about that. We saw a little bit about that in the which we shown in today's year. The connection between all year round Zechira and Sibur. The Tosh Bates, yes, but who else before a Tosh Bates?
Miri.
Because Miri said your brach of MS Amuna counts as your brach on the Sibur. Then I want us to explore the Rav's Mahalich that it's part of Birchas Kriya, it's part of Kriya Shema, that Zechira all year round is part of Kriya Shema. And then I want us to begin the discussion of Smichas Gula L'Tfila, because that suggests that there's some essential connection between the Gula's about Yetzias Mitzrayim and Tfila, which is supposed to be the connection between Kriya Shema and Tfila. So I want us to think about how Zechira Yetzias Mitzrayim features in to Smichas Gula Tfila, which seems to be a major theme of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema itself, or at least the structure of our service connecting Kriya Shema with tefillah. All right? Shkach, everyone. Very good. Very good.
Outside.
Yeah, we should talk about that in our afternoon class, right?